Morning, and we're lucky enough to be joined on the phone by candidate for governor Mick Cornett, former Oklahoma City mayor. Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. So let's see. We're just a little bit more than 2 weeks away from the runoff election. And of course, Mick came in first in the GOP primary back in June. Didn't get 50% of the vote. No one did. So we go to the runoff, which is coming up here later on in August. And how's everything going so far? How have the last couple weeks gone?
Really good. We had a really good debate Tuesday night. The feedback we've gotten from there seemed to just continue to inspire people. More requests for yard signs are coming in, more people wanting to, see how they can help. It always feels good to seize the momentum and then keep the momentum, while you can. And as you said, it's fast approaching, just 2 weeks from Tuesday. So, every minute's pretty valuable around the campaign headquarters, and volunteers are showing up, and everybody's trying to work really hard and work together.
Talking with Mick Cornett right now on K1. Of course, that primary runoff coming up on August the 28th. Of course, that is a Tuesday, and the winner between Mick Cornett and Kevin Stitt will, of course, be the GOP's nominee for governor here in the state of Oklahoma. What do the next couple of weeks look like? Talk about how time was kind of at a premium. What will you guys be doing the next, 18 days or so?
Well, a lot of it is just continuing to travel the state. I've never run for a statewide office before, and I feel like it's incumbent upon me to get out and meet people where they are. I mean, people shouldn't have to come find me. And so we've really spent 14 months now traveling all over the state and talking to people. And, back in the beginning when Terry and I were starting this adventure, it was sometimes hard to get an audience and hard to get people's attention because the election seemed so far away. But it doesn't seem that way now. People are energized. They've been watching, our positive message on television and trying to bring the state together and address some important issues like health and education. Do a lot of the things statewide that Bartlesville's been doing for a long time, frankly.
And what have you learned? Obviously, you talked about going from state to state. I know that you did a thing where you went to every county in the state earlier in this race. What have you learned since this thing started 14 months ago, I think was the time you gave me, that maybe you didn't know before?
Well, we've done a lot of listening, first of all. When you encounter someone, there's one of the things you have to try and realize is that some people want to hear from you, and some people want to talk to you. And, I'm willing to do both. I certainly have plenty of material. I was a television sportscaster and news anchor for 20 years in Oklahoma City, so I certainly have the communication skills to talk about state issues. But I'm also anxious to listen because, everyone out there has their own dreams, their own plans, their own problems. And as Ronald Reagan said, the Americans have that kind of quiet courage that makes this country run better than just about any place on earth. And you see a lot of that in Oklahoma as you travel around. And sometimes Terry and I will walk into a room and we'll think to ourselves, well, this must be the nicest group of people we've ever run across. And then we'll go one town over and then we'll think, no, this must be the nicest group of people we've ever come across. I think Oklahomans are disappointed in state government. Many people are upset and emotional when we see them. We've had people cry on our shoulders because they love the state so much, but they're so disappointed with where state government has landed. And they've seen the type of leadership that I've displayed, both in the private sector and, of course, as the one-time mayor of Oklahoma City. And they want someone who's a consensus builder, a problem solver, and someone who can get things done. And so that's the message we're taking around the state of Oklahoma. I believe the state's best days are ahead of us, but we're going to have to concentrate on some important things like health and education and then work hard at the state capitol to work together. And so I think my reputation as a consensus builder is highly sought after right now, and I think that's why so many people are gravitating toward our campaign. They want things to get better. They're just not happy with the way things have gone.
Talking with Mick Cornett here on K1. Of course, he is a Republican candidate for governor. That runoff election coming up a couple of weeks from Tuesday. That is August the 24th. And, Mick, I know you touched on this a little bit in that last answer, but specifics on things that maybe people have not liked about state government the past couple of years, maybe 3 years, whatever it is. What are some specifics things that you're hearing that they want to change? And then maybe what are some of your ideas to change them?
Well, the overall, level of anarchy or chaos. I think you saw a lot of that this past spring with the teachers walking out. It just seems like we go through one chaotic legislative session after another. And, you know, I was chair of the audit committee in Oklahoma City while I was the mayor. And, you know, we audited every department every year. We did over 140 performance audits. And people are looking for a more efficient state government. You know, these are very large bureaucracies, and you can't ever take your eye off the idea that we've got to create some efficiencies along the way. We've got to invest in technology so our agency heads can operate efficiently and deliver better service to the citizens. I just don't think we're getting what we think we deserve. Infrastructure is very important to me, and we have not, you know, met some of our obligations on funding the 8-year plan with ODOT the past few years. And as I travel the state, you know, see a crumbling road here or there, I try to remind myself, you know, I have a lot of experience in trying to create jobs in Oklahoma City. You know, we created over 100,000 new jobs while I was the mayor, nearly 10,000 new businesses. But I tried to picture myself in these areas of the state where the infrastructure was not where it should be. How am I going to bring in some outside capitalist and imply to them, I want you to invest here? And they're going to look down at a crumbling road and say, well, you haven't invested here. I mean, the state has an obligation to invest in our roads and our bridges, our ports and our airports. And frankly, we just haven't kept up. And we're not going to have the type of economy we want if we don't have a strong infrastructure. The private sector can't create jobs on an infrastructure system that's just not holding its own. So I want to concentrate on that. I also want to work on criminal justice reform. I think we can do better. You know, we lead the nation in most incarcerations per capita, Oklahomans are better than that. I mean, we've got to work on the recidivism rate, get people a better path as they come out of prison. And at the end of the day, I would say we've just got to start working together at the state capitol. You know, Republicans are in charge, but Republicans aren't working together in the best interest of Oklahoma. And I think that, you know, that is an important challenge that I'm going to take to the job. That we've got to work together and remember who we really work for.
Talking with Mick Cornett, Republican candidate for governor. Of course, that runoff election upcoming, as we've been talking about, going to be a couple of weeks from Tuesday. One thing that I kind of noted in watching a little bit of the debate earlier this week as well, I think it was Tuesday evening, it's thus to this point been a pretty positive campaign. I would think that that's something that you're pretty proud of. There wasn't any mudslinging or anything like that. How do you think that's gone thus far in the primary?
Well, I'm very proud of the campaign we've run. I think at the end of the day, I have a record to run on, and so I have positive things to talk about. And so, you know, there's no reason to talk about other people or to talk about other things as long as you've got a good story to tell. And I spent 20 years in television and then ultimately got an MBA from New York University eventually wound up, running for city council in Oklahoma City and then mayor, which are, you know, part-time participatory jobs. But I've really enjoyed my public service, and now I think I'm ready to be a full-time government employee for the first time in my life. And then take on the needs out at the Capitol and try to get the state heading in the right direction. I'm a fifth-generation Oklahoman, and my grandchildren are seventh-generation Oklahomans. So, you know, I'm pretty invested in this state and obviously concerned about its future. We've just got a lot of challenges, but it's got to all start with the people out at the state Capitol working together. And then, you know, I intend to concentrate on that, invest in education, and start looking at things like education and infrastructure as an investment, not an expense. And again, I keep coming back to some of the successes of Bartlesville. You know, good public education, high quality of life. And, you know, those are the types of investments that we've got to make all over the state.
I was glad you touched on Bartlesville. That leads me into my final question. I know you've been up to our neck of the woods several times. I've seen you in our studio hallways a couple times as well. What kind of impression did you have about the city of Bartlesville?
Well, you know, I'm all about higher standards and, you know, higher standards of health and education and infrastructure and everything else. And there is not a better example of the benefits of higher standards than Bartlesville. You can go back to its history or talk about its architecture. Or talk about the fine public school system comparatively to the rest of the state. Bartlesville has always kept its standards high, and as a result, it's had a better than the normal economy. It has, you know, the quality of life there is about as good as it gets anywhere in America. And I think we do need to continue to work on building the economy and diversifying the economy. You know, in Oklahoma City, I've been part of that effort, and we have diversified the economy now and grown the economy in Oklahoma City. And I think I've learned a few things along the way that will help us do that around the state. I think Bartlesville is a good example of where we can start creating technology jobs and taking advantage of some of the more highly educated people that are in the community and start growing jobs from entrepreneurs that are already in the city. I'm very confident that Bartlesville's best days are ahead of it. I think the metrics that are out there right now and how technology is changing the world, a lot of that leads me to believe that Bartlesville's on the right track. Now, there's some other areas of the state that need a lot of work, and you know, I'd like to use Bartlesville as an example of how to do some things.
Mick Cornett, Republican candidate for governor. Once again, that runoff coming up a week from Tuesday. Mick, quickly, if someone heard, one liked what they heard over the last few minutes of the interview, where they can go and read some more about you, find some more about Mick Cornett?
They can go to our website at mick2018.com. You can also order a yard sign from there. So if you just give us your address online, we will have someone bring a yard sign out to you. Or we have volunteers in Bartlesville and over in Nowata as well, active volunteers on the ground that are out there reminding people to get out and vote on the 28th. We need high turnout. You know, just every campaign I've ever been in has needed high turnout, and so far, so good. We just got to make sure people remember to vote because, you know, it's August. Not everybody's thinking about elections in August. And we need people to get out and vote, and I will work hard for you. I can guarantee you that.
Mick2018.com. Once again, Mick Cornett, candidate for governor here on the Republican side in that runoff election coming up a couple of weeks from Tuesday. Mick, thanks so much.
Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much. Mick Cornett.